With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. and Iran have ended face-to-face talks, and there has been no agreement to end the ongoing war. The two-week ceasefire remains in effect, but there are concerns about what happens after April 22nd and it ends if there's not a deal. However, both sides say they are prepared to continue with more negotiations in the near future. Senator Tom Cotton says most Americans support the U.S. mission in Iran these days.
What we see in Arkansas is very strong support for the president. Even people, who maybe not be ultra-MAGA, you might say, still recognize that Iran has been terrorizing the United States and the civilized world for 47 years.
Senator Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump is angry with NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance is in question. These days, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China says it will resume some ties with Taiwan, including direct flights and imports of Taiwanese aquaculture products. The decision follows a visit by Taiwan's opposition leader. China's Communist Party says it will explore setting up a communications mechanism with Taiwan's Kuomintang Party. The government, meantime, says the move is a political transaction bypassing the elected government. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Belarus have passed a bill they said would levy punishments on people who promote the LGBT agenda in an echo of legislation adopted in neighboring Russia. The upper house has given final approval for the measure, and it goes next to President Alexander Lukashenko for his expected signature. The bill makes the, quote, propaganda of homosexual relations, gender change, refusal to have children, and pedophilia punishable by fines, community labor, and 15-day arrest. The Education Department says it has terminated Biden-era agreements reached with five school districts and a college aimed at promoting transgenderism. The decision means the Trump administration will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to hide students' gender identity from their parents and use preferred pronouns. The Education Department has issued a statement saying the administration is removing the unnecessary and unlawful burdens that prior administrations imposed on schools. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problems. Correspondent John Scott has more.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
The NFL is facing increased scrutiny from the federal government over the league's moves to put more games on streaming services. The Justice Department is investigating the league for potentially anti-competitive practices. A government official says the investigation is, quote, about affordability for consumers and creating an even playing field for providers. The probe comes from the FCC. This is SRN News.